Hi, and welcome to Effective Storytelling. Our 5-minute stories have one key purpose: to connect life to learning in an entertaining way. There are no heroes or villains, just ordinary people providing extraordinary learning, often making you smile and usually making you think. So, on with today's story. The Tea and the Stick. This is a story told by Jay Carter in his excellent book, Nasty People. A learned guru invited the pupil to tea. The guru offers the cup of tea to the pupil, but in doing so says this: "If you take the tea, I will beat you with this stick. If you don't take the tea that I offer, I will beat you with this stick. Now, would you like some tea?" What would you do if you were that pupil? Most people take the tea, which means they will get hit by the stick. Their reasoning is, if you're going to get hit either way, you might as well have the tea. A slightly smaller group refuse to make a decision, which the guru interprets as saying no, and hits them with the stick. Jay's answer is, take away the stick. There are a number of takeaways from this story. Thinking outside the box. Challenge the default. Where does power lie? Convert threat into opportunity. Thinking outside the box. Most people reading or listening to this story make the same assumptions that the pupil makes. There is punishment either way. But all that is conditional on the limited options made available. So think outside the box. What other options might be available? Challenge the default. The default here is that the guru is in charge, as in making the decisions and holding the stick. The idea of challenging the default is to question everything that exists as the default. So often in life, we simply accept the way things are because that's the way they've always been. We rarely have the time or inclination or confidence to question these defaults. So the default challenges that could be made here might include: why is the guru in charge? Does he have the right to make these rules? Does he have to have a stick? Does he have to own the stick? Does he have to use it in this way? Could we get rid of the stick? What if I had the stick or took it off him? What if I just walk out and refuse to accept the default? Any of these might shift the situation, open up alternatives, and therefore perhaps change the default, and then change the eventual outcome. Take away the stick. Where does power lie? In the default of this story, the power lies in two places. Firstly, with the guru, his title, his prestige and status, his physical position at the far end of the room, all give him at least inferred power. And of course, as head of the monastery, he is likely to have formal power too. The second location of power is in the stick itself, or more accurately, whoever has or owns the stick. And the guru makes it abundantly clear that the stick is the instrument of his power. So anything that takes power away from these two places will in itself challenge the default. Saddam Hussein had enormous formal power, supported by his control of the apparatus of state. When he was eventually found in a pit in a field, all those trappings of power had disappeared. They were no longer present, no longer relevant. And the second location of power, the stick, could perhaps easily be in the pupil's hands. Then it would be up to the pupil what he or she did with this instrument of power. Perhaps that was the real outcome wanted by the guru. Convert threat into opportunity. This really follows from all the points already made. Thinking outside the box is one way of converting threat to opportunity. Challenging the default is another. Taking away the stick is another. The key point here is to be able to reframe the situation from one of probable threat to one of possible opportunity. As a trainer, I used to feel quite threatened if it was clear that most participants for that workshop were conscripts and didn't want to be there. It was quite intimidating. But I learned to reframe such a situation as an opportunity to get through and would hopefully rise to the challenge, and quite often succeed, in creating a turnaround of attitude and engagement. The greater the challenge, the greater the satisfaction from any success. Remember, you can search lots of stories at effectivelearning.co.uk/storytelling. Browse over 50 themes to find the perfect one. You also find transcripts and downloads of every story. And of course, if you enjoyed listening, please share and remember to subscribe. And if you have a story you'd like to share, please email us at hello@effectivelearning.co.uk.